Welcome to the Hidden History Channel podcast with me, Paul Christian. The mysterious Nephilim are a subject that baffle biblical scholars and religious experts to this day. Ostensibly, the entities are described as being large and strong, but what were they? Let's turn to the scant scriptural mentions of these shadowy beings. The word Nephilim is only mentioned twice in the Bible, explicitly in Genesis 6:1-6, and again in Numbers 13:33, and possibly in Ezekiel 32:27. And to confuse matters further, especially for literalists, some versions have changed the term to simply read giants. They are potentially alluded to, but not named such, in other passages. So, what did these references say? Well, in my King James Version, Genesis says, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also his flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants, in other renderings Nephilim, in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." Some maintain that these Nephilim, mentioned as they are in the surrounding context of the Great Flood, were themselves antediluvian great men of old, as their offspring are described, or is this to be genuinely seen as a claim for the existence of giants? It is interesting to note that the devoutly Christian J.R.R. Tolkien's fictional supermen, the Numenoreans, could be seen as a facsimile of the Nephilim and their sons, if viewed as these men of old, of renown. They were giants, mainly in terms of their longevity, power and martial prowess in this reading, although they were also very tall, at an average of well over 6 feet, and up to 7 feet 11 in the case of the character Elendil. This can be seen as a fictional rendering of the legend of Atlantis, itself a possible fiction. Continuing on to the Book of Numbers, we find the following: "And there we saw the giants, Nephilim, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, Nephilim, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Again, this can be read as a size differential, or metaphorically as a statement of insignificance next to these entities. The Book of Ezekiel offers a glimpse at a different kind of entity, that of the fallen angel. 32:27 reads, "They don't lie with the godless warriors who died and went down to the grave with their weapons of war. Their swords were placed under their heads, their shields were placed on their bones, because they terrified others in the land of the living." This implies that these beings were not of the land of the living, not of this earth. Some see the Nephilim as fallen angels, like Satan himself, with the word's translation literally meaning fallen ones. And they are associated with bringing light, with the name Lucifer, a folkloric being associated with the planet Venus that has become, through adoption by Christianity, another name for Satan, meaning light-bringer. One theory is that their descent was an attempt by Satan to wipe out the messianic line through interbreeding, since Jesus was said to be descended from Noah's son Shem. Some interpretations, not least the 2014 movie Noah starring Russell Crowe, equated the Nephilim with the Watchers, angels who descended to the earth to help mankind and were encased in rocks as a punishment for abandoning their celestial posts. They eventually gain redemption by defending the ark from attacking humans so the Great Flood can wipe out all life, but for Noah's family and his cargo. But the scripture does not support this sequence of events as such, and certainly not in their supposed intent. It points, in many ways, to their being demonic entities or fallen angels. Job 1:6 emphasizes this. It reads, "One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, Where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it." And so we come to the main theories for the nature of the Nephilim, and the continued debate on the subject. There are the giants of the King James Bible, the aforementioned fallen angels or demons, and another theory that they represented the descendants of Seth and Cain. Furthermore, some theorize that they are the remnants of a pre-Adamic, and therefore pre-Genesis population of humans, the rest of whom were wiped out in a great flood, the aftermath of which is seen in the watery blackness at the start of Genesis. I personally find the idea that two floods are described in Genesis as fascinating, for the world existed in a form prior to God saying, "Let there be light." It is described in Genesis 1:2 in the following terms: "Now the earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." He had called for the creation of the heavens and the earth, but water seemed to be there anyway. The giants theory has been covered here previously, but can be expanded further. Perhaps the Bible's most famous giant, Goliath, who was said to have been bested by David, was linked to the Nephilim as an Anakim, a descendant of the Nephilim, the quoted sons of God and their human wives. Goliath, the great Philistine warrior, was very much described as a giant. "And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span." Goliath's measurements of 6 cubits and a span equate to 9 feet and 9 inches. His fatal entanglement with David can be seen as another example of the continuing conflict between the genealogical lines of the Nephilim and that of Noah via Shem. Jesus was said to have been of the line of David after all. We can also look at giants from other belief systems, some of which have links to the Judeo-Christian world and others that do not. The gigantes of Greek and Roman mythology are one such example, and interestingly, they were ranged against the gods. They were born of Gaia, or Earth, but had a celestial paternity, as they were born from the blood that fell when Uranus or Sky was castrated by his son, the Titan Cronus. However, the gigantes were not considered to be of giant stature, but martial ability. Like the biblical fallen angels, the defeated gigantes were consigned to a dark punishment, being buried in the earth under volcanoes, and they were blamed for subsequent eruptions. There is another parallel in Greek mythology also, with the Titan Prometheus seeking to disobey the Olympian gods to assist humans and being punished for it. Prometheus is said to have stolen fire and given it to mankind, with fire a metaphor for knowledge and technology, but also similar to the light of the Lightbringer. For this anthropophilic act, he received a gruesome punishment from Zeus. He was sentenced to eternal torment, being bound to a rock, and an eagle was sent to peck out his liver, the mythological and symbolic seat of human emotions. Overnight, the organ would regrow to be eaten anew the next day in a perpetual cycle. Greek mythology, as well as other pantheons such as Celtic, is also full of examples of demigods, the offspring of humans and gods. These include characters such as Heracles and Achilles. Of note is also the ancient Greek class known as daimones, from which the word demon derives. Daimones were benevolent supernatural entities between mortals and gods, such as inferior divinities and ghosts of dead heroes. Giants also appear in the Norse mythological pantheon and in its creation myth. According to Norse mythology, the world was created after Odin and his brothers killed the first giant, or Jotun, Ymir. The resultant bleeding of Ymir was said to have caused a great flood that drowned most of the other giants. The world was then fashioned from Ymir's bodily remains. The Sumerian Anunnaki were also said by some to have been giants and have been linked with the Nephilim in terms of their origins in the heavens and princely seed. The Epic of Gilgamesh, which predates the Bible, also places them as gods of the underworld. The ancient non-canonical, that is to most Christians and Jews, Hebrew text, the Book of Enoch, which dates to around 300 to 200 BC, could shed further light on the Nephilim. The first section of the book depicts the interaction of the fallen angels with humans, and one of their number, Samyaza, compels the other 199 fallen angels to take human wives to beget us children. He says to them, "I fear ye will not indeed agree to this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of the great sin." And they all answered him and said, "Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing." This conspiracy is said to result in the creation of the Nephilim. The Nephilim were described as being truly monstrous, both gigantic and demonic. They were also said to have consumed all the acquisitions of men, and when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind, and they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Another of these fallen angels, named Azazel, was said to have taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them, and bracelets and ornaments and the use of antimony and the beautifying of the eyelids and all kinds of costly stones and all colouring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Other fallen angels brought different facets of knowledge to humans, including astrology, cosmetics, and the use of weapons. The concept of earthbound evil, or of the earth being the realm of an evil god in dualist relation to the Heavenly Father, was echoed in the beliefs of the heretical French sect, the Cathars. The medieval sect, which was wiped out in the Albigensian Crusade of 1209-29, believed there was an evil god, Satan, that created and ruled earth, and a good god who resided in heaven. Because of this, Cathars eschewed earthly possessions, they levied no taxes and regarded men and women as equals. Catharism was a belief system that derived from the Manichaeism of Persia via the dualist Bogomils of Bulgaria, who blended Manichaeism with Christianity. This led to a fanatical rejection of the earth and all its facets, including the Catholic Church and the Bible as creations of Satan. They believed that Satan, the Rex Mundi, or King of the World, had tricked a number of angels into descending from heaven before giving them human bodies. They did revere Jesus as a spiritual entity whose body was merely an apparition created by the angelic miracle, and they therefore rejected the concept of his resurrection and of the symbol of the cross. This direct opposition to central tenets of the Catholic faith inevitably marked them out for extermination. The purpose of life for the ascetic Cathars was the renunciation of pleasure and enticement through repeated reincarnation to one day return to heaven. There is also a myth around Merlin, the Arthurian wizard who was said to have had giants build the stone circle at Stonehenge. Into the modern world, we can look to the Americas for some literalist interpretation of scripture and alleged discovery of evidence of the Bible's giants. Cotton Mather, a colonial New England clergyman and Puritan, believed that fossilized leg bones and teeth unearthed near Albany, New York in 1705 were the earthly remains of giants or Nephilim who were killed in the biblical flood. They were later identified as belonging to a mastodon or mammoth. And further tall tales emerged from the now independent United States in the era of the Old West and rapid European settlement. Presumably armed with King James Bibles and their references to giants, these settlers encountered Native American beliefs and alleged discoveries that were believed to be evidence of giants. This was the case with the so-called red-haired cannibal giants of Paiute oral history, which was given a boost by a discovery in Lovelock Cave, Nevada in 1911. Guano miners found the mummified remains of a man who was 6 feet 6 inches tall. This was certainly a large man, even by modern standards, and freakishly so by the standards of ancient Native Americans. The find fed into the Paiute story of Sitika, a tribe of red-haired giants who fed on human flesh. Soon tourist displays of dubious origin sprung up with associated pictures of alleged giant skeletons. But, other than a tall skeleton, there was precious little else, and the area close to Lovelock Cave saw the discoveries of mammoth and cave bear bones that could easily have been mistaken for giant human remains. Finally, and perhaps inevitably, given the stated extraterrestrial origin of the Nephilim or their fathers, they have become linked with the UFO and ancient aliens phenomenon in recent decades. So, were the Nephilim giants or their offspring, fallen angels, demons, pre-Adamic humans, angels trapped in the bodies of medieval cultists, renowned warriors of old, or even aliens? Did they even exist at all? The answer is that they were most likely a continuation of older mythology, reproduced in the Bible to fit a narrative that was also borrowed from older sources, but the subject is a fascinating one nonetheless. And disparate peoples with vastly different mythological traditions held that there were once giants or demonic or godly entities among us. Could they even be an ancient folk memory of earlier hominids, like Neanderthals, passed down through seemingly endless generations? The truth is, we don't know, and likely never will for sure, but it's definitely worth pondering. What do you think? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to like, share, and most importantly subscribe. And you can also support the channel on Subscribestar via the link in the description. Thanks for watching. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this edition. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel via the link in the description.